And the auction runs through tomorrow. Carathon ends today at 6 p.m. You can give at WOKV.com, childcancerfund.org. You have 45 more minutes to immediately make an impact and call **1045 from your cell phone or 516-5460. And with the COVID-19 pandemic, there have been a number of events that the Child Cancer Fund typically hosts through the year that raise money and keep families together during the pediatric cancer fight, and they've all been canceled. This is literally going to be the only fundraising event this year. It is critical that these families get the help that they need, and your generosity will help them many times over, in some ways that you don't even know, and they may not be families that you know. But one thing that we can offer is a chance to visit with some of the kids who thankfully have made it through the fight and are on the other side of it and still giving back. And I've had the pleasure of getting to know some awesome kids through the years, and Charles Breen is one of them. And gosh, the last time I saw you, I think you were driving to Nemours Children's Specialty Care, and you've gotten even taller probably. Are you 7 feet yet, Charles, or what?
I'm about 6 foot. I'm close to it.
Man, towering over all of us, and your voice keeps getting deeper. You keep getting older. How old are you now, Charles?
I just turned 16, July 8th.
Awesome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me, when were you diagnosed with cancer?
On my birthday, actually.
How many years ago?
So July, July 8th, 2014.
On your birthday?
Yes, sir. 10th birthday.
Oh, man. What do you remember about the diagnosis and about like what the next couple of days or weeks may have felt like?
Well, it all started off with just pain in my lower back. And then since I had played sports, I thought it was just a sports injury. And then I went to a chiropractor and they started doing hip adjustments. And then after a couple months, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse to the point where it was just like little to no sleep every night. And then, you know, we finally decided to go see a specialist and they ran MRIs. And then after like 2 or 3 months, they finally ran an MRI with contrast and I got diagnosed. And then the next day, they had already had an oncologist inside the room talking about my plans and all that. And then I was on a special trial. So I actually had to go into the hospital and I had to have sign like waivers and stuff like that just to get my treatment. And then I think the next week they finally started treatments and I did 8 months of chemo and 6 weeks of radiation.
Wow. Do you remember being introduced to the Child Cancer Fund or ever hearing about the organization before?
No, not before.
And what was the introduction like? What were some of the ways that the Child Cancer Fund kind of was with you along the way?
Ms. Jolly was a really big part of the journey throughout. You know, she tries to make everything a lot better when you're inside the rooms. And, you know, she really brings a smile to a lot of those kids' faces.
And her position is fully funded through a restricted fund, thanks to the generosity to the Child Cancer Fund throughout the years. And one of the ways that people have given is those who have lost loved ones. JF and Carol just gave a $1,000 donation at **1045. That is such a big thing to be able to see so many in our community stepping up and making sure that that position will forever be there, but also that there are things to do along the way. I understand you had a bit of an appetite. Were you on steroids during treatment at all?
No, sir.
Okay. So the food and the other things that were provided there, did you have to pay for those out of pocket or were those all donated?
Donated.
Yeah. Directly through the Child Cancer Fund. You've stayed connected to the organization. I see you in all kinds of photos with kids and whatnot. How have you kind of paid it forward?
Oh, yeah. I try to go to anything that I can. And, you know, if there's kids there that are still going through treatment and, like, they want to talk to me and stuff or their parents want to talk to me, you know, I'm always up for, you know, having a conversation with someone and trying to, like, you know, tell them about my journey. And, you know, or even people who don't have cancer, I'm trying to, like, inform them about it too, because, you know, anybody could get it now. And, you know, I want to try to, like, make sure that people know what needs to be known.
That's cool. So 16, and you're in the midst of a pandemic. We all are. School was disrupted. What does the outlook look like for you going into next year, and what are your hopes for the next year?
I'm going into my sophomore year of high school, I'm on the high school baseball team at Oak Leaf. So right now we're just doing summer ball, which is pretty much Monday through Thursday from like 8:30 to 12:30.
Long term, what is it you want to do?
Probably be a anesthesiologist.
I like that.
So yeah, so I probably want to go to college for 4 years and then try to go into like a nice medical school.
Awesome. Hey, you went to Camp Boggy Creek before, right?
I did, yes,
All
sir.
right. So a $750 donation to Carathon can actually send a family to Camp Boggy Creek. Can you just summarize what that experience is like for someone who is sick and going through treatment?
Oh man, Camp Boggy Creek is one of the best places out there. Like, I don't know if there are any better camps. They have just a great staff, great food, great things to do. There's horseback riding, fishing, there's a swimming pool, archery. There's so many things. And it's not even about all that stuff. It's just about the people that you're around with, they always make sure that you're loved and cared and taken care of. And it's a great place to be at, really.
We'll let you get on this, Charles. I just want to make sure that you make the point for someone who's in the car listening to your story, hearing stories of Carathon, and say, I don't really know how I can make an impact. Can you just kind of explain what it means to donate to the Child Cancer Fund?
Hey, it's Holly.
Hey, Holly, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is Charles' mom. How you doing?
Hey, good. So, if it's okay, I'll kind of speak to that as a parent.
Sure.
There's so much that they provide financially and emotionally, but from a financial standpoint, after Charles finished chemo, his hair grew back. He was back at school. And he was struggling some with studying and learning and getting back into things. And we needed to get him a tutor. And I reached out to them, and they actually have a program that provides the kids with tutoring. And we, submitted an application, told them where we were going, how much it was going to cost. And within a day, I got a call back that a check had been sent over to the tutor, and Charles received tutoring. And through that tutoring, he has from then on made AB honor roll. And this year, with him being in finishing ninth grade and going forward, his GPA is what's happened to be considered when he applies for college. And through that tutoring, he was able to relearn some ways to study properly, and do some things to help him achieve a higher GPA to get him into a good college. So that's just one of the ways it gives back after treatment is done. And everybody thinks once treatment is done, their hair grows back, everything goes back to normal. And it doesn't. There's still struggles afterwards. And they are always there for the children for that. And also for the parents. There's some great programs they offer the parents to be able to get together and meet each other and get people to know each other through our little community that we've kind of been thrown into. So that money goes a long way, and it helps families more than people could ever understand or realize.
And $500 can support a tutor for one child so the next Charles doesn't fall behind academically. Guys, it's so great to hear you. Wish we could see you. I hope to be able to catch up with you soon. And man, Charles, you're gonna be a sophomore in high school. I look forward to seeing you again, buddy. Enjoy the summertime, and we look forward to talking with you guys soon, okay? Stay safe, stay healthy.
Yes, sir. Thank you so
All
much.
right. Star
Thank you.
star 1045 516-5460. No amount is too small, but if there is someone out there who may be able to step up and step to the plate for a $500 donation, you'll be able to support a tutor for another child for an entire school year. That would make such a dramatic impact. It's